From the pages of God Bless America magazine, this article is entitled, The Christian Influence on the Founding of America, by David Gibbs. Historically, the United States of America has been a bastion of freedom in a world filled with dictators, restricted liberties, and government control. At its birth, our new country designed a structure of checks and balances to protect our freedoms. The branches of our government are essential to protect our freedoms, including our religious freedom. Governmental systems are far from perfect, but the idea of limited government was the defining issue of the Constitutional Convention in 1787. This approach to government was guided by our religious ancestors. Foundational freedom. Who were our ancestors? After leaving their home country of England, the colonists eventually settled in America. They wanted to relocate to a place that allowed religious freedom. In order to establish a new government that would allow religious liberty, the United States would need to put a constitution in place that would make it impossible for the government to restrict this God-given right from its citizens. As they debated the issues, many representatives declared that they would never agree to ratify a document that did not remind the government that it could not infringe on the rights of its citizens. Their insistence resulted in this amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. It is important to note that these are specific restrictions on government policy, not a complete list of rights. These prohibitions were intended to limit government, not U.S. citizens. In our Constitution, our founding fathers meant to protect citizens by limiting government power. They wanted to practice their biblical faith freely, without a tyrannical power like the English throne imposing rules on faith and practice. But our second president, John Adams, warned, "It is religion and morality alone which can establish the principles upon which freedom can securely stand. The only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue." Because of the impact of morality upon the nation's legal outlook, it is vital that we pass biblical values to the next generation. Rebelling against God's revelation will only destroy us. The Judges Cycle. When I think of America today, I am reminded of God's chosen people of Israel in the book of Judges. Joshua's final words to the nation admonished them to prove whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Judges 2 and verse 22. The Israelites entered into a cycle of disobedience, repentance, and restoration that they repeated many times. That cycle in Judges should be a wake-up call for America. Like Israel, our nation has experienced times of public devotion to God, followed by periods of turning our backs on Him. We are now in a period of public sin and disobedience. We have expelled God from our halls of government and our classrooms. We have told God that we will follow our own rules rather than His. Now, America is full of unrest. We must cry out to the Lord for revival and deliverance, just as the children of Israel did. God has promised to be faithful to His own. His desire is that we would cry out to Him and stand up for righteousness in a land that promotes promiscuity and immoral behavior. Abraham's Intercession. We must intercede for our country. When I think of America today, I also think of Abraham's encounter in Genesis chapter 18, verses 16 through 32. Three visitors from the Lord had been enjoying Abraham's hospitality. As they were about to leave, They looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and began to speak about what would be done to those wicked cities. Abraham then began to make appeals to the Lord, trying to convince him to change his mind about the destruction of those cities. He asked the Lord not to destroy the righteous with the wicked. Verse 23, Abraham asked the Lord to save the city in which he finds 50 righteous within the city. Verse 24, according to chapter 19, there were not even 10 righteous men in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and those cities were destroyed. God is looking for men and women who will stand firm on biblical principles and not be swayed by worldly philosophy in our nation. Faith in practice. Like our ancestors, we must seek to exert our Christian influence on our nation. As I travel across America, I meet many Bible-believing Christians who are truly seeking to live for the Lord and stand in the gap as intercessors, according to Ezekiel 22, verses 30 and 31. These precious people have the blessing of God on their lives, and they are the reason for God's continued blessing on America. I pray that our intercessions for America will be fruitful and that God will find enough righteous in our nation to withhold His judgment and send revival to America. May God find us to be faithful servants as we seek to do His will for our lives.